Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, hour two of Canada's morning sports talk show. Thanks for joining us. It's been fun. As I said, when we lifted the lid on this thing, when we cracked the seal an hour ago, it doesn't even feel like there's a pandemic right now for me with all the stuff that's going on in sports. And we've been covering it all here today. I got to jump right back into our poll question, which I knew would be a lightning rod question today. And I know it's junior A hockey that isn't, you know, as sexy for everybody that is for us. But people have an opinion on this. The Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League is picking their playoffs up where they left off with a computer simulation, PlayStation 4. They're going to hand out the trophy, the Kanelta Cup. They're doing it. The League Board of Governors voted on it. They voted in favor. Let's do it. And so the question is it right for the league to award a trophy based on a computer simulation? And on Facebook, 87% of you saying, no, it's not right. And Chad Stallard, one of our viewers, writes in, and I'm hoping he's doing it nicely. He's just saying, well, if you would have worded it the way you explained it, I would have voted yes. There's only 140 characters, dude. You know, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
So I would have voted no too until the SJHL sold me on why they're doing it. Appeasing sponsors, appeasing fans, having fun, creating a buzz. Now, here's the thing. You know, I've been doing a lot of work with the SJHL the last 4 or 5 years. They are so starved for publicity, for coverage. You want to, throw dung at them? Blow your hair back. Do it. They don't care. They're just happy for the publicity. Now everybody knows they're doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because just as you worded it off the top, I'd have voted no. And then you went and explained it and people are like, oh, I voted no too, but maybe now I'm into it. And you've noticed it in our poll results. It was 92% down to 90.
Now it's coming down.
88, 87.
I know.
And the yeses are going up. So it's great. On the surface, yes. The integrity of the championship. Everybody wants to protect that. But once you get into it, you're going to love it. And people will talk about it.
From our viewer, Chad Rennie says, was anybody talking about the SJHL the past couple of weeks? Look at the buzz. The first league to do it. We'll get eyes on it. Nobody else in the Canadian Junior Hockey League is doing it. They're all looking at the SJ. SJ's been leaders the past 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
And that's the importance of having a spokesman. That's the importance of having an advocate. And that's why I think that the Halifax Schooners thing is, they lost their face. They haven't had anybody out there drumming up sales and drumming up interest. I've talked to the people associated with the club, and they say it's been very frustrating out there making any headway in Halifax because nobody's selling it. And the SJHL's used us to sell their idea, and now people are getting on board. Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Before we bring on John Hodge from 3downnation.com, and you boys tell me when he's ready.
Yeah, he's good.
He is? Okay. Here's our show topics today. The quick six, which we always outline off the top. Gronk to Tampa. 2, Patriots culture. Is it getting bashed? Gronk wants out. Brady wants out. Aaron Hernandez wanted out. Bill laughs. 6, trophies. Suck on that. 3, Pat signed Connor Bedard. 4, NHL moving up the draft to accommodate the season. 5, Lions signing kicker Sergio Castillo. And 6, the SJHL playoff simulation. So those are some of the things that we're having fun with today. And we'll continue the fun as we bring in John Hodge from 3downnation.com, based out of Winnipeg, on video. There he is. Hey, John, how you doing today?
Doing well, Rod. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Can you please give me an update on football and pandemic in Winnipeg? What's the feeling out there? What's the buzz with CFL in 2020?
You know, it's obviously looking as though, you know, if we do get a CFL season, it's going to be a short one, possibly as short as 8 games. That being said, the pervasive feeling, I think, for a lot of people in the province of Manitoba is just relief that the Bombers were finally able to capture a Grey Cup title in 2019, because I think they're ready to make the argument that if there's no season in 2020, it should count as a back-to-back title. Not sure that'll fly with Randy Ambrosi in the league office, but Bomber fans waited 29 years for a championship. It's an argument I imagine they'll still try to make if there's no season played this year.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the party still on? It would appear for Chris Streveler it is, but for the rest of the Bomber Nation, is the Grey Cup party still on?
I've had a lot of Bomber fans reach out to me and say, honestly, one of the things that makes this pandemic easier, or one of the things that maybe makes it more of a relief in case there is no 2020 season, is just knowing that the drought is done, right? The drought was a dark cloud that hung over the Winnipeg Football Club for 29 long years. It lorded over the heads of Bomber fans, and it was a lightning rod for criticism, rightly so, from across the country. And I think, you know, just being able to, obviously our worlds are completely changed right now, just given the pandemic and given, you know, how work has been impacted, our personal lives have been impacted. And there's just a relief, I think, a sense of gratitude from Bomber fans that there's no way the drought could stretch to 30 years, especially if there were to be no season. It's not like the Bombers would reach a 30-year drought simply by default of not having a season.
For me, the number one thing that comes to mind with the Bombers is the quarterback situation, and the second would be Buck Pierce replacing Paul Appelese. But let's start with the quarterbacks. All things being equal, let's just say there's a season, 18 games or what have you, what about that quarterback situation? And Matt Nichols is gone, and Chris Streveler is gone, and you got Zach, of course, but you don't know for how long. Are they good enough at the quarterback position, the most important position, going into 2020?
I don't know if they're good enough, to be honest. I just don't think there's enough of a sample size there. I mean, obviously, Zach Collaros was effective in the postseason in 2019. But that said, I mean, the Bombers' offense has always run through Andrew Harris, or at least it did. For the last four seasons under Paul Appelese. Now, the success, I think, of Collaros as well is having a guy like Streveler with his athleticism, being able to come in, make plays with his legs, give a really different look for the defense. That's obviously gone in 2020. Sean McGuire will be the backup going into the season. By all accounts, the club is high on him. Paul Appelese was a big fan of his. That said, he has a total career completion rate of zero in the CFL. He's attempted, I think it's two passes, didn't complete a ball last year. So the Bombers could not have less experience, frankly, at the quarterback position behind their starter than they do right now. I think they're high on Drew Brown, who's another rookie who they've signed to come in and compete. He's a bit of a dual threat pivot himself. But if Zach Collaros goes down, and that's something that we've, of course, seen happen in previous years with Zach Collaros suffering a number of injuries over the last, say, half decade, the Bombers are going to have their fingers crossed that these young guys can compete. And if not, they're going to have a veteran free agent quarterback's phone number on speed dial.
And to the other question, big shoes for Buck Pierce to fill because I think Paul Appelese as a coordinator is up here and nobody's really close in the CFL, but he's gone now. Buck takes over. How do you think he'll do?
Well, Buck Pierce, I mean, he's worked very closely with Paul Appelese over the last four seasons. Buck started in Winnipeg as the running backs coach, transitioned to the quarterback coach role for the last number of seasons. I don't know if he's ready, and I don't think we'll know that until the season begins, simply because, you know, he's a fresh face to the CFL in terms of being a coordinator. He's never performed that role before. It's not a job that we've seen him have. With that being said, you know, I think he's as ready as anybody could be. He was an effective quarterback in the CFL for close to a decade. He's got, I believe it's 6 years of coaching experience under his belt now, and he's worked very closely with the quarterback position, obviously, in Winnipeg for the last 4 years. So I'm excited to see what he does with the offense. He still has Andrew Harris, of course, as an MOP caliber weapon in the backfield. The quarterback, again, the depth is a little bit concerned, but, you know, with the tools and the weapons that are in place and, you know, the system in place that Paul Appelese developed and installed over the last 4 years, I think Buck is at a pretty good chance of having success as a rookie offensive coordinator in the CFL.
From our producer, Clark, says the CFL draft rankings are out. Who does John like near the top of the list?
My personal favorite prospect right now would probably be Jordan Williams, linebacker out of East Carolina. And it's for a number of reasons. Williams lacks NFL size. He's 5'11", 218, which is really the only reason why he's not in the NFL. You can ask Adam Big Hill, for instance, about ultra-talented linebackers who aren't in the NFL just because they're 5'11". Williams is an athletic freak. He put up a 4.48 40-yard dash at the Ontario Regional Combine. And the other reason I love him is because you know you're going to get him right away. This is a player who finished his career with the Pirates in 2017, hasn't been in football for a couple of years, which does give some teams pause. But considering the lack of rust he showed at the Ontario Regional, I don't think there's any reason to be concerned about taking him. And it's not often in the CFL that you can draft a three-year starter from the Division I of the NCAA. B, it's not often that you can draft a guy who's an NFL caliber talent. And C, to have that talent and to not have him be going to the NFL, right? If you take Carter O'Donnell, the offensive lineman out of Alberta, he's fantastic, but he's going to be under contract with an NFL team following the draft. The same is true for Michael Hoyt, defensive tackle out of Brown. A lot of these top players, Nathan Rourke, quarterback out of Ohio, another example. A lot of these guys, you have to worry about the NFL. And if you take them in the first round and they end up playing down south for 5, 6, 7 years, you know, you're in trouble. You've cost your team a great player. Whereas Williams, the risk is not there. You know he's going to be in camp if we have a season in 2020. And he could be a starting caliber player right now as a rookie in the CFL.
Lastly, John, our viewers are loving your beard. They're loving your hat. They're loving everything. I love the background. That looks totally awesome. Let me ask you this. You are, and again, this is my last question. You're a top lieutenant of Justin Dunks at 3downnation.com. What do you love so much about being involved with that site and the coverage that you guys are able to provide?
Oh, I love being part of 3Down. Being part of 3Down provides me the freedom to cover anyone. I think that we do a fantastic job of covering the CFL draft. Any of your viewers, listeners can go on 3downnation.com, click the CFL draft heading. We've got over 50 stories on this year's players, prospects. We have mock drafts. We have profiles. We have projections. You know, the CFL obviously needs as much coverage as it can get. And, you know, I think we do a good job of providing fair and balanced coverage of the league. I think we celebrate its successes. I think we hold the league accountable when it struggles. And at the end of the day, we're all huge football fans. That's what brought us to the site, the team that we have. You know, we auction for the CFL. I've been a lifelong CFL follower. I'm sure many of your viewers have, and all of our contributors have, really, at 3downnation.com. So I'm really proud to be part of the team. And I think we do a good job filling a need in the marketplace.
You do. I have said it to Justin. I'll say it to you. I'm on there 3, 4, 5 times a day, and it is the best source for information for the CFL. So, John, thank you for the time. Appreciate the virtual meeting here, and hopefully we can do it for real one day when the world gets back spinning.
Sounds great, Rod. Anytime.
John Hodge from Winnipeg joining us, the 3Down Nation insider from Bomberland. By the way, to the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777, Metal Shingle Guy's listening and says, Jalen Saunders and Rashad Green signings add some serious wheels to their respective offenses. Fajardo and Arbuckle must be licking their chops waiting. Bring them out, bring them out. That from Metal Shingle Guy. See how everybody's starting to get... Is it because it got warmer or what?
I think so.
The cabin fever is striking.
I know.
Or being over. Regarding the tiff that my wife and I got in last night after I agreed with her, and then that started a fight. I think it's funny. She doesn't. Ken in Saskatoon writes in, Prairie Mobile text line, says, you're in trouble, Rod. You always say happy wife, happy life. This sounds like pampering for weeks will be required now that you have made it public. And that would be different from what? I'm always pampering her. Jim Wagner writes in, Prairie Mobile text line. Roddy and Dupes, thanks for suggesting big time game shows on Saturday afternoon. It was fun for the whole family. We will be checking them out on Wednesday night too. Take care and have a great week. See advertising, promotion. And from what I understand, because I don't know where I was, we might have been out for a walk or something. I didn't see the... I caught the tail end of the game show Saturday, but I heard Richie Roy was talking about this program on there.
Yep.
The dude's got thousands of live viewers for his game show, big time game shows, which reminds me, they bring you the sports update, and that's coming up next. But I'll say this, I'll probably write a column tonight or in the morning or within the next 36 hours, another 10 things or 25 things maybe.
Yeah.
Like I did on the weekend. But with it, you talk about people don't know the prospects because they don't know the players for the CFL draft. I think 8 of the top 10 play NCAA football. Hey, go watch Notre Dame. They're on every weekend. And you'll see Chase Claypool.
Yep.
That's where the marketing comes from. You don't even have to worry about the fact U Sports doesn't have a national television contract or isn't on every cable package because the top prospects aren't even in U Sports. They're in NCAA Division I, and you can watch them every weekend.
It's true. It's true. They are available. Now, the flip side to that is the football people don't really believe that Chase Claypool's coming to Canada and coming to the CFL. So it's hard to get excited about
Canadian.
A guy
watch him.
Who's not coming. But yeah, here's a Canadian who's going to be an impact player in the NFL and may be a star in the CFL if he ever makes his way down here. I think that would be really exciting. And he's one of the top prospects. He's on the CFL's draft board, I think at number 2.
Buddy, it's as simple as giving people a reason to watch. Yep. Connor Bedard, same thing. I didn't know who he was a month ago. How's everybody else other than people like us stirring up the frenzy?
Have to. You have to. You have to give people a reason.
Yeah. We will pause. We've got a sports update coming up, plus our NFL insider, Tory Gurley. We've barely got into the Gronk to Tampa Bay stuff. Patriots culture. Tory Gurley's been around it. He's got some thoughts, I know. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's episode 218 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for a sports update on this Wednesday morning. 4-time All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski is back in the NFL, reunited with Tom Brady. Brady's new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, completed a trade yesterday, I think it was last night, for the retired New England star, sending a 4th round pick in this week's draft to the Patriots for Gronk and a seventh round pick. Gronkowski was one of the league's most dominant tight ends when he walked away from the game in March of 2019. He was part of teams that won 9 division titles, appeared in 8 AFC championship games, and won 3 Super Bowls in 9 seasons. Gronk, who turns 31 on May 14th, has 1 year left on his contract at $10 million. While pro sports leagues can ponder plans to isolate their athletes from the coronavirus and have them play in unusual, even secluded places, college sports can't. The commissioners of the 10 bowl subdivision conferences made it clear to Vice President Mike Pence last week, there cannot be college sports played if campuses are not open. If university leaders do not deem it safe for students to return to classrooms and dorms, locker rooms and practice fields will also remain closed. Colleges and universities, for the most part, have been quicker than governments in enacting measures to slow the spread of virus. They sent students home, extended spring breaks, and shifted to online classes. And the UFC has canceled 4 upcoming fight cards, but says it will stage a show in early May. The MMA organization has scrapped TV events for Lincoln, Nebraska, Oklahoma City, and San Diego, as well as the pay-per-view UFC 250 on May 9th in Brazil. UFC President Dana White told broadcast partner ESPN that he is planning a different event for May 9th at a location to be determined. That sports update is for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. It's Wendell Wednesday. That would mean the Wendell Burger will be featured today. It's delicious. And for big-time game shows, check out their Facebook page for details on the next live broadcast of North America's fastest-growing game show featuring magician Richie Roy. Search Big Time Game Shows on Facebook. What do you got as we await Tori Gurley coming in?
Man, I'm really excited about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Is it weird that I'm excited about that? We play the game too because that's what we did as kids, right? It just feels like it becomes such a business. But when you see Tom Brady putting this on his Instagram story and Gronk coming back to play with him and be in Tampa, and you know he's going to spend...
Tampa.
90% of Gronk's time will be spent on the beach and only 10% in the football field. But whatever. They're excited. 40 years old and he's excited. They're like kids again. It's like they're reborn. That's why we want to watch them play the game. That's why, you know, we all sit here being like, man, it would be great to play the child's game, you know, the game we played as kids, because it's fun. But then it turns into a business. Well, guess what? Now it's fun again, or at least it seems that way, and that's why we're all attracted to it.
Anybody that thinks Tampa Bay is not a contender, now think about this. You have a not only motivated, pissed off Tom Brady, and you have a red zone threat that you haven't had in God knows when, in Rob Gronkowski. And he's motivated too. Or as you said, he's just out there to have fun. And that's when he's the most dangerous.
It's when he's the most dangerous, when
so,
he's having fun.
So let's bring in our NFL insider right now. CFL insider too. Veteran of both leagues, Tori Gurley. It's been far too long. Joins us on video chat from the T-Dot. How you doing, Tori?
I'm great, Rod. How you doing, big dog?
Good, good. So can we start with the Gronk news? What does this mean for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Honestly, I'm just as shocked as anyone. I think it's a huge pickup. I think most importantly is that Rob Gronkowski is in a happy place in life. A couple years ago, the New England Patriots wanted to trade him to Detroit, and he was able to veto the trade by saying he would just retire from football. And to get a fresh start with a quarterback that he's won a couple championships with, being in a warm weather environment, in a new division, I think it's a great opportunity for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to make some noise. But I'm not high on them as much as everyone else, because something I know that Tom Brady really has practiced in reps, and with no OTAs and probably a limited training camp, I think that's going to affect someone of Tom Brady's status, because he thrives on practicing every day.
We could spend weeks talking about this, and the American panelists will. And I'll come back on to the Bucs. But with the Patriots, Tori, immediately everybody's saying, why do all the stars want out of New England? What's wrong with Bill Belichick? You're hearing that. I mean, you want to talk about the culture up there, and do they have anything to apologize for? Because I'm sure Bill doesn't think they do.
I'm willing to bet, like, Bill Belichick, you know, all this is by design. You know, he doesn't just turn people loose. Or he could be sending a message to Robert Kraft, letting him know, hey, I'm the guy that call the shots here when it comes to the roster. And he might decide to step down before training camp and just decide to retire and leave the cupboard absolutely bare. But I doubt he would do something like that. But I just think they're rebuilding, and it's a lot of talent in the draft that's coming up today. And I'm quite sure they're going to move and shake and be able to find some hidden gems. I don't know if they're going to be able to find another Tom Brady, but I respect Bill Belichick enough to know that he's one of the most influential people in football, and he can put a roster together in no time.
I think what people are forgetting is Bill wanted Brady gone and Gronkowski, right? He's not upset. I mean, this, like you say, by design. But to the Buccaneers, is it a good thing that Tom signed a two-year deal down there, Torrey? Because now you got me believing we can't expect them to be good right out of the gate. People will expect that, but you made a good point why they won't be.
Yeah, it's great that he did sign a two-year deal. And obviously, we're still trying to figure out what's going on with this coronavirus, if we're going to have a football season. So, you know, you might give Tom Brady, you know, a year to get his body together. You know, with him, as he gets older, you know, those reps in practice do wear you down. So we'll see how all this stuff plays out. But I just know immediately, like, if the season, if everything was to go as planned and everyone would play games, Tom Brady needs those reps in practice, because he truly flourishes off that. Like, he's a dude that he doesn't miss practice at all. I think he's probably missed, in 20 years, he's probably missed like 3 or 4 practices. So that lets you know, like, this guy is all about timing and doing the little things.
Torrey, I'm going to talk to you about the draft in a second, but first I just want to know how the coronavirus has impacted your life, because you were just getting rolling with Mark Cuban's Access TV, you know, in and out of Vegas all the time. You were sizzling, and then this. So how's it affected your life? I mean, you still got the draft to talk about, and maybe there will be a season, but how's it hit you?
Yeah, definitely. Been at home, and believe it or not, Kim and I just finished doing a salsa, so We're so excited for this to end, because whenever people throw a barbecue or whatever, we're going to be that couple on the dance floor really, like, moving and shaking. And all the couples are like, wow, like, how did they get so good? And we're just telling them we were practicing during the coronavirus while we were quarantined.
So, well, you, like everybody, you'll be ready to roll. Like everybody. Ready.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When this ends. Now, by the way, so I'm looking up your Wikipedia. 6'4", 230. Out of Birmingham, Alabama, undrafted, coming out of the 2011 class. And for those that don't know, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Oakland Raiders, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, San Diego Chargers, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, Buffalo Bills. Yeah. As some would say,
it was just a couple of coffee at a few places. I didn't play at all of them. I was just there. Look, I can tell everyone about that story. So I only claim 3 teams. I claim the Packers, the Browns, and the Buffalo Bills. Everyone else, literally, this is how everything fell into place. So I was on a practice squad with the Vikings, and we played the Buccaneers the following week. And the word got out that I was an extremely smart guy. Like, Torrey is a dude, he can come in, he can learn a playbook extremely fast, like almost like Rain Man, like something as scary as that when it comes to football. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers called me and signed me to their practice squad just for me to give them the information on the Minnesota Vikings. And then the following week, like, word got out so fast that the Chargers did the same thing and a few other teams did it. And they literally were using me for information, because teams were jockeying for that wild card spot in the playoffs. So they were just whatever it took. So that's some of the behind the scenes stories that happen to players in the NFL. Like, sometimes you get cut and moved around just for information.
Did you at least get a check out of the deal?
Oh, yeah. I cashed every check. It was right on time.
that's all I care about.
Yeah, so it was a free trip. And, you know, I was telling someone about there's another story that happened. I think my second year in the league, I was working out for a team. I worked out for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it was around Christmas time. And I was watching. I was upset. I was depressed because they called me on Christmas Eve, and they're like, "We want to work you out, and we might sign you to the active roster." Because I think they had to play the Browns the next game or whatever that Saturday or Sunday. And I'm upset because I'm like, I want to be with my family. I could care less about football. So I check into the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and I'm watching Home Alone. And Macaulay Culkin, the scene in the movie, he orders like $1,000 worth of room service at the Trump Towers. So I'm sitting there watching the movie, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? They didn't ask for incidentals. I just charge it to the team. I ordered bottles of champagne, lobster, the biggest ice cream sundae you can think of. I ordered all this stuff before my workout. And then the next day, I had to work out for the team, and Mike Tomlin pulls me in the offices and looks and has the tab in front of him. He said, "Look, like you had a great night last night." And I was like, "I did, coach." He was like, "You know what? You know, Merry Christmas." He said, "Go get you something to eat, and we're going to send you back home." And I got to eat with the team. They gave me my check, and I went home. But that was like one of the craziest stories I've ever had in the NFL, because I'm sitting there with a big bowl of ice cream watching Home Alone. Christmas Eve, it was hilarious. So I'm gonna write a book about all this stuff one day, but it, you know, these are the little things that happened to me, you know, while I was playing.
Did you turn the TV up real loud and hide under the covers with the Gatling gun? That's funny.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah. Exactly. So to the NFL draft, round one tomorrow night, I don't know what to expect. I'm not expecting much in terms of the presentation of it, because everybody's going to be doing it remotely. But as far as the players that are going, how much are you looking forward to it, Torrey? They say it's the best receiver draft maybe ever. What are your thoughts going in?
These players are so talented. I think now, especially with the receiver core, these kids are exposed to so much. You know, 10 years ago while I was playing, YouTube was just starting out. But now these kids have access to YouTube. They have access to former pro athletes like myself. A lot of their coaches were players. So now you're starting to see more polished kids coming out of college. And I just think right now it's all about the fit. If they can go to a team that uses their skill set to the best of their abilities, they're going to get a lot out of these guys, especially on these rookie contracts. And, you know, don't be shocked if, you know, you see teams like the Arizona Cardinals or you see teams like the Miami Dolphins that have a young receiving core and they're really making a lot of noise, because these guys are special.
What else you got, Torrey? I don't want to stop talking to you. Got some questions that have come in from Chad. Wants to know if you've kept every jersey from every team that you signed with.
No, just the ones that I have. My Browns, I have my Packers, and my Buffalo Bills jersey. Everyone else, I gave them away a long time ago, because I really don't have a, you know, it was business. But I got the check, so don't forget that part. But I don't care about the jersey. I only have those jerseys framed, the teams I mentioned. But everyone else, you know, we just deposited the check. So,
buddy, if the check's big enough, you can buy enough jerseys. Don't worry about that. As you know, from our intern, Alan. Hey, Torrey, what do you think of Chase Young? Is it reasonable to call him Lawrence Taylor? Because they're talking about him number two slam dunk to the Redskins.
He gets a lot of love. Like, I watched him play this year, and I really wasn't impressed, especially when they played Clemson. I really wanted to see him get in the backfield and tackle Trevor Lawrence. And the offensive lineman from Clemson did a pretty good job on him. But he's a solid player, and I think with him being drafted to the Redskins, playing for Coach Ron Rivera, a defensive-minded coach, they will find ways to scheme him to get sacks and to build a great career. But the kid is talented, but I wouldn't call him Lawrence Taylor. There's only one LT.
No doubt. From Alan, what do you think of people calling Jordan Love the next Patrick Mahomes?
I'm not a big fan of that either. The kid, he played at Utah State, and he's still learning. He's talented. He has all the measurables, but Patrick Mahomes, from day one, showed like this kid was a ball player. I had a few guys that played in Kansas City who I was teammates with, and I have a close friend that was the special teams coach. And day one, when he was there at the facility, he was like, Alex Smith don't stand a chance against Patrick Mahomes. And this was back when they drafted Mahomes and he came into OTA. So he had that type of impact from the beginning. So Jordan Love, he's going to be a solid player. With him, it's all about scheme. I hear the Green Bay Packers are interested in him. I think it'd be great for him to sit behind Aaron Rodgers and learn. I think that would be huge for his development. But if you just throw him to the Wolves, a lot of these guys are going to struggle. You know, same thing with Tua. Like, I love Tua as a player, but if you throw him out there on a bad league and not a good offensive line, his career might get cut short.
Well, Brady from Saskatoon has written in and just says, do you think Tua's injury is enough of a risk to not make him the second quarterback drafted? I'll say this. You saw Nick Saban come out and said, if you're not going to draft him because of an injury, you're stupid. He's good to roll. And I would tend to believe that. Is he the number two quarterback going in your mind?
Oh, yeah. He's special. But it's hard to play football when you're healthy. Now you're out there playing on one leg. It makes it extremely difficult. And you know, the Miami Dolphins cannot tout about having a great offensive line or a great offensive coordinator. And just because you have a player of his abilities, if you're not calling the right plays or having the right personnel in the game to help him out, it could be a long year for that kid. So I think with him coming in, wherever he goes, I just think he needs to just get his body right for a year and then they give it a shot. But I'm not a big fan of just throwing those guys out there. Because it was tough on a guy like Kyler Murray, who was the first pick of the draft. I mean, he literally was running for his life. If anyone ever watched the Arizona Cardinal game, like those guys were – a lot of things were improvised, and that's something you can't make a living doing in the NFL is always scrambling around. Like your career get cut short. So hopefully – you know, we'll see how it go, but I'm a fan. I just want to see those guys develop.
Hey, Kyler looked great, though. If they could protect him, he's going to be awesome. One last thing. Let's get your followers up. Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Tori, you're all over it. I particularly enjoy what you're putting on there. Just tell our folks where they can find you.
You can find me at tgurley81. Please follow me on my grill challenge every Sunday. Kim and I. We meal prep, but I love getting on a grill. I'm a self-proclaimed grill master. You know, with us battling this COVID, you know, let's make sure we stay home and do the right thing so I can get out there and really be in the studio and have a great time with you. And we can cook out and talk sports. But until then, let's make sure we stay home and do the right thing. And make sure you guys follow me once again at tgurley81.
You betcha. Appreciate you, Tori. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tori Gurley joining us, our NFL insider. And again, his fiance, Kim, is from Strasbourg. I know. Just how worlds collide, man. And it's great. Look, I got a lot of things that have come to mind. We'll bring them up next segment. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming soon to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We appreciate Nelson chiming in with what I guess would be breaking news. TSN's Matthew Shinnity, friend of the show, reporting that SJ Green plans to return to the CFL with the Montreal Alouettes. And that's part of when I said I have a lot of things coming to mind here. Mike Stackhouse, whom we love, writes a column at rodpeterson.com. 10 things column, and he started it off by saying his column today was, is the CFL in danger of folding? And I just don't think that it is. Now, the XFL, different story. But you're talking 100-plus years versus one in a fifth year, or one in 5 weeks, 1 year and 5 weeks. Total apples and oranges. And even if they did, let's just say they did. Say there was no football in 2020, which I still think that there will be. But if there wasn't, there's still going to be a reset. They didn't build a stadium in Winnipeg and Hamilton and Saskatchewan and Ottawa to not play football in it. So people that say, oh, the hockey can't come back now because the players have been off too long, that's wrong. To say there's not going to be any football, it's just giving a window into your mind that you're a negative thinker. I'm not pointing at you, no, but to the people that talk that way.
Yeah.
And say whatever you want, have whatever opinion you want, make whatever prediction that you want. But don't be upset if people don't jump on it or agree with you.
Yeah, I agree. It makes perfect sense. But yeah, hockey, I'm not worried.
I mean, I'm sorry, Darren, I got a notification here. Who the heck did it come from? It's a blur. But they said the neutral site idea has been tossed out. Here it is from Bleacher Report. Reported plan to use NHL, non-NHL rinks for games this summer is dead. League plans to use 2 to 4 of its own arenas. And Bleacher Report is crediting ESPN for that report. James Myrtle said it when he came on from The Athletic way back in hour one. What did he say? Use in Edmonton? I think he said Winnipeg.
I can see that. If you're in one of these markets and you're an ownership group who potentially has money in the stadium, you've helped build a stadium, you've got some financial interest in the stadium, or you're in one of those communities, would you not go to the NHL and say, look, we need some revenue here, and you're going to give it to Saskatoon? You're going to give the revenue to North Dakota when you could be putting it in our own buildings? Why wouldn't you at least put some revenue into the NHL buildings in terms of rentals, and if you're going to put money to keep the ice up and things like that? That's kind of where I think that comes from, and the NHL probably doesn't have an argument against that. If we can play safely in these arenas, why couldn't we do it in our own cities? We're not interacting with people anyway. So, yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, just listening to Torrey, the guy played in the league for 100 teams. He refers to himself as a Brown, a Packer, and a Bill. Three pretty iconic franchises to be alum of.
Yep.
But he was alum of a lot. I could sit here and say, oh, let's just beef up our NFL coverage because there's not going to be a CFL. I don't believe that. If there wasn't a CFL, then we would be forced to pivot our business plan, if you will. But I'm just not of the belief of that. And I guess nobody even knows more now, right? It's just the choice of being positive or being negative, I guess is my point. What are you going to be?
That's absolutely it. Nobody knows if there's going to be a season or not. You just are making the choice to be positive or negative. And we've always made the choice to be positive and believe that there's going to be a season. And I do. I mean, we're going to find out some more about this, the province's plans later today and tomorrow in terms of slowly reopening. But we don't know what the second wave of this thing is going to be like, if it's going to be bad or not. You just have to choose to be positive or negative. And I choose to think that we're all doing a really good job and that they're going to continue to do a great job of protecting us and everything's going to be safe and we're going to be able to have a season. Shortened, maybe, but I think that, like, I don't think that we're not going to see football this season. I just think we will.
Me too. And I think good news is around the corner. Mm-hmm. Speaking of around the corner, overtime's coming up next. Alan Lee looks like he's all geeked up on Red Bull or something. We want to talk about the intern program, right? Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
One of our business consultants has an idea for the intern program and how it's going to flourish and expand.
Yeah.
There's that. We have our rock star of the day that we got to get to. But I will say this, with this show, with Tori Gurley, who I'll always hold near and dear to my heart for reasons that aren't important to get into now. I just will. When we do talk about the NFL, the friggin' comment wall goes insane.
Yeah.
From Canadian football viewers.
Yeah.
So there's no shortage. Like, if the NFL comes back and the CFL doesn't, it's not like we're not going to have anything to talk about.
100%.
But the CFL... First, they need to get back on the field. Then we'll worry about getting people into the stadium,
yep.
Right, and drawing up interest. So we got a lot of things to talk about. The intern program, Rockstar of the Day, all when we come back for overtime. Hang on, everybody. A big finish coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
It is overtime for Emerald Water and approved hand sanitizer producers, too, by the way.
Yes.
We're going to get the rock star of the day rolling here in a second. I just knew this SJHL Canal to Cup thing would be a lightning rod, as I said earlier, and it continues to be. Again, our poll question, which you can vote on for the next 22 hours, is it right for the SJHL to award the Canalta Cup off of a PS4 simulation? Because they're gonna. We're not asking you whether they should or not. The decision's been made. But do you think it's right? They're gonna pick up the playoffs. Is it tonight that they're starting?
Tomorrow.
They're picking up where they left off, i.e. Melford has a 3-1 series lead over the Estevan Bruins. They'll pick up, and let's see if the Bruins can stay alive. Who's the coach, by the way? I'd like to know that.
Oh, good question.
But too soon. 91% of you saying no, it's not right. But as I explained, this is why they're doing it. They have sponsors to appease. They want to have some fun. What should I say?
That's it.
There's a void in the sports world right now, so they're doing it. And this is what they've sold us on it. And by the way, I got a text had come in here asking. Oh, here it is. Ken in Saskatoon says, "Great show, Rod, with more great guests. Are you and Darren doing commentary on any of the SJ simulation games? And when the Pats roll in to play the Blades, we'll make our way down to watch Connor for the next 3 years." Connor Bedard, I would suggest buy yourself some Blade season tickets. They're not that expensive. Yeah. They're going to be good, too. I think Connor Bedard coming to the WHL as a 15-year-old is good for the entire league. Going to spruce up the profile of the entire Western Hockey League. Get your tickets. And regarding the commentary, Darren and I will have a role. That's all I want to say. We will have a role. But we're not going to be play-by-play commentators. Are you? Because I know that I'm not going to be.
You
don't want to say?
I go where you go.
Okay, fair enough. I know that there's a lot of young SJHL broadcasters that are, quite frankly, sitting on their hands right now. So some young, some not young, but they're going to be coming in to call the games because we're doing it right out of this studio. Yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Paul's behind it.
Well, yeah.
And Munn's Media.
With the system. But I think a lot of the commentary might come from home with the social distancing thing. So I think some of the broadcast or the commentators will be at their house and they'll be able to call in with a video call
or
phone call or whatever. Yeah.
It's just exciting.
It is. It's pretty cool. But you know what? The play-by-play guys call these games anyway. We roll in for the finals, Rod. Is it the same?
I think it's why
Does it work the same?
There's a certain amount of people that don't like the fact that Dupes and I just roll in for the finals, but it's the deal that we struck. What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
Okay, good.
Tyler Dacu, who does our social media and as well does for the, or some of it, and for the SJHL, writes in and says, "How much of that 91% is still going to tune in because you don't want to miss the results?" Yeah, who knows where this is going to go, by the way, but I can tell you this. With us talking about it today, they now know about it from coast to coast. And there will be some interest. The president is on board. The league president's on board, Bill Chow. We've heard from Bill. Who knows where it's going to go?
I know.
Maybe there will be some interest. And, you know, Dustin Nielsen, who comes on this show fairly regularly from TSN Edmonton, he was calling a Flames-Oilers series. Same thing as this. Same thing. He had 6,000 to 10,000 viewers for it, for the Flames and the Oilers. That's how much people are starved for some sort of entertainment right now.
You can attach yourself to something. I think it's great. And I think these communities are going to, you know, latch onto this. I think it's going to mean something. I really do. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where they go with this.
I am too. And they're starting tomorrow night. We'll see where it rolls. The rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. The winner yesterday was one Nick Lewis, which should surprise nobody. People really like Nick. I've noticed that.
Yeah, they
Thick do. Nick. Even Rider fans like Nick because they respect him.
Yes.
That's one thing I love about this area. And I'm talking about the Prairies.
Yep.
Is they respect the game.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the Canadian Football League.
Big time.
The vote today. The early leaders in the clubhouse are the Athletics' James Myrtle and NFL veteran Torrey Gurley. But there are votes for Todd Lombard and John Hodge. So what they get for winning this is a stiff pat on the back. Virtually. A virtual pat on the back. Thank you, Clark. Thanks for saving my bacon. Thanks for pulling my wiener out of the campfire. Colin in Ottawa is watching and says, don't feel bad, Rod and Dupes. Everyone knew that Bob Cole and Harry Neal were doing the Stanley Cup Finals back in the heyday, no matter the matchup. Thank you, Colin in Ottawa. I appreciate that. Is that what we are? Bob and Harry, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
From Brady in Saskatoon says, Nick is a baller. He is a baller. Because he made $1 million and he spent it on girls and shoes. What song?
What they do.
What song?
I
took a pill in Ibiza. Before we go off the air here. From our intern, Alan. He says, Tori Gurley is the rock star of the day. And one day I'm going to tell you folks, or maybe it'll go in my book, why I will always feel a connection to Tori Gurley till I'm in the grave. But our internship, like with Alan, I don't think he wants to give up the internship.
No.
I don't think. Where's the intern diploma, by the way? Oh, it's over there?
Yeah.
Connor never left without it.
Well, he was coming back.
Okay, Connor,
and then
the intern.
This happened and he can't come back.
Oh, right.
So
Clark just had it. Can we put the camera on Clark while he's holding it up, please? What the hell? We're just having fun right now. We're just spitballing. There's Clark with Connor's diploma. Connor, when it's safe, you can come and get it. He has completed the internship. And how long was it? It was like 3 months, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now Alan. So Cliff, our business consultant, had an idea about expanding the internship.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it as much as we can?
Well, we can talk.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, sure, if you want to talk about it. Once this lifts, we want to roll out the internship program. But because we're all across the country, we got to have representation. So an opportunity to potentially drop a Rod Peterson Show intern in each of the provinces from coast to coast. We could keep the country covered with the internship program. But this thing's going to be highly coveted, so we have to figure out what this competition's going to look like. Remember, was it the Score who had that broadcaster competition?
Oh.
Right?
I can't remember. Yeah, that's going back.
Something like that. It'll be something along that lines. American Idol of the internship program. How will you compete? The Hunger Games of the internship program. Because
but it's a good point that Cliffy brought up. There's broadcast schools, Ryerson in Toronto, Mount Royal in Calgary, where I went. U of R here, where Alan goes. WABC in Saskatoon. If we had an intern in all those cities, they could go down and be covering the Argos and the Leafs and the Blades and the Hitmen and Flame Stamps, whatever.
Yeah,
it's
could.
A good idea. And the folks, if you saw our DMs, you should see who's sliding into our DMs. People want to work here.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Yep.
So it's something to think about.
It is. So it's a great idea. It was on my mind all night after the call, and we got to find a way to get this moving forward for sure.
Okay, good. We got a lot of things to get to. We're in the business of being in business, and business is good. Jason in Red Deer says, thanks for pulling my wiener out of the fire. RPism number 453. It's thanks for pulling my wiener out of the campfire. And thank you for that, Clark.
Yes.
We're done. Tomorrow on the show, Clark's really outdone himself here. NHL alum Robin Regier, the pride of Rosthern, Saskatchewan. Curtis Glencross. That's with our newfound association with the Calgary Flames alumni. That's another story that we don't have time for now. But it's a good one. We're boys with Calgary now.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know?
Peter Labardius, Calgary Flames color broadcaster, and the head coach of the Battleford's North Stars, Braden Klimosko. First question off the top of my head, how do you feel about the Canalta Cup being handed out on a computer simulation?
Ooh, that's a tease. That's a tease.
I know. So that's all tomorrow. We'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.